According to the Wisconsin DNR, just 2 years ago, there was a crisis in recycling. Less demand for recycled materials meant challenging times for facilities that process recyclables from consumers. Now the situation has turned around. The department last month reported record high values for recycled materials. Jennifer Semrau is the Waste Reduction and Diversion Coordinator for the Wisconsin DNR's Waste and Materials Management Program. Jennifer, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is happening with recycled good prices right now?
Yeah, well, as we mentioned in our press release, we're really happy to report that pricing is up. And as you noted, that has not always been the case. We did have a couple of years where pricing for recyclable commodities was rather depressed, but we've seen an increase in demand over this past year, and that's been reflected in increased pricing.
Let's look at the why behind both parts of the story. Let's go back a couple years to, say, 2019. You know, we heard China wasn't going to take some kinds of recycled material anymore. What was going on that was driving down these prices and creating trouble for recycling facilities?
Sure. Yeah, you really hit it on the head that some of the markets that the United States used to rely upon, like China and other Southeast Asian countries, started closing their doors to recyclables from the United States. And the reason that they did that is because we weren't sending them high quality recyclables. There was too much trash and non-recyclable materials in those loads that were going overseas. And so they just really became much more strict on what they would accept and set higher contamination limits. I should say lower contamination limits. But as a result of that, it told the United States, well, we need to improve our domestic marketplace. And so that's somewhat what has happened over the past couple of years since.
I was wondering about that. Is this spike, we had this record about a month ago in a lot of key prices, is it because of a long-term improvement in demand, or is there some sort of like COVID-related spike going on here?
It really is both. I mean, on the plastic sides, we see a lot of COVID impact, if you will. There's a lot of single-use items that have become more prevalent with COVID. And so that's where we're seeing a bit of the plastic increasing. And I guess also you could say on the fiber side as well, because so many of us are having items shipped to our home. We used to shop in person much more, and now instead we're having items shipped to our homes, and that's been increasing the demand for cardboard.
Talking to Jennifer Semrau, Waste Reduction and Diversion Coordinator for the Wisconsin DNR's Waste and Materials Management Program, talking about an upswing in just the last 2 years in the prices of recycled products, helping local facilities. Okay, so what does this jump in prices, Jennifer, mean for, you know, municipalities, counties, local governments who run recycling programs?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, for some programs, this has enabled them to take on some capital projects that they've had to put on hold. I've spoken to some facility operators across the state that have been able to add some equipment, things that like an eddy current that helps separate aluminum, adding additional optical sorters and robotics. So really trying to improve their facilities, taking advantage of these extra commodity values. And others, you know, frankly, you know, ran a deficit and are now able to add back into that, you know, rainy day fund to ensure that when markets dip, which they do, markets do go up and down, that they'll have those funds that they need for future operations.
Big picture, how much material gets diverted into recycling in Wisconsin, meaning it doesn't end up in a landfill instead?
Sure, you bet. Our latest figures are from 2020, you know, last year, and that year we recycled 750,000 tons of materials. And I do want to point out that that's really just from residential and some commercial entities. We don't actually collect data on all of the recycling activity that happens in the state. So for instance, there is some commercial recycling that may go directly to a paper mill because we have such a strong paper industry in Wisconsin. So we only collect data from those recycling processors. We call them material recovery facilities, and they're the ones who report to us. So even just with that subset of the recycling activity, 750,000 tons last year.
I know from one community to another, there's a lot of variation in what you can and can't recycle. Do you see trends, Jennifer, in more communities being able to take and use particular types of material or getting away from particular materials?
Yeah, that's a great question. And you are correct. It does vary across the state on what you can or cannot recycle. But that being said, there is a universal list of items that can be recycled everywhere. So cardboard boxes, milk jugs, aluminum cans, steel cans, glass bottles, and paper can be recycled everywhere in the state. Where it does get a bit more tricky is in other types of plastic materials. So when you get away from, say, soda bottles, milk bottles, and detergent bottles, then it really does vary across the state. To answer your question, yeah, we are seeing an increase though in programs that can accept some additional plastics, such as dairy containers and like deli containers.
Is there some good general advice you have for, us people in how we recycle to make things easier in our local facility and make sure it ends up saving money for the local government?
Sure. I guess one piece of advice is not to wish cycle. That is actually a term that we use in the industry, where when a person isn't sure if something's recyclable, but you just really hope it is. So you're wishing for it to be so and putting it in your recycling container. Checking locally is just the best advice I can give. Every local government in Wisconsin is required to do some recycling education. So they should know, what you can recycle at your local program. And so just checking if you're not sure on a particular item, instead of guessing, one way or the other, is really the best way to go.
Speaking of wishes, a lot of people making their wish lists for holiday shopping right now. Any thoughts to share with us on recycling for all the materials that come along with a holiday like Christmas?
Yeah, you bet. Again, as I mentioned, cardboard can be recycled everywhere across the state of Wisconsin. So all of those boxes that you may have gotten your holiday presents in, break them down. They take up a lot less space in your cart as well as in the recycling truck if you can break down those boxes. And again, you can recycle those anywhere in the state. But other things like wrapping paper, that's going to be one of those examples that you need to check locally. Some programs will take wrapping paper that doesn't have any glitter or foil, things like that. But others can't take it at all, depending on their facility operations. So one other piece of advice, keep the bows and the ribbons out. Nowhere in Wisconsin are those recyclable, so save them for next year.
Now, when we wave bye to our recycling carts, are we going to see this stuff again? Do these recycled products end up in goods that we end up using down the road?
Absolutely. I mentioned our paper industry, and so that's just really a great example. The vast majority of paper that's recycled by residents in Wisconsin stays in Wisconsin and goes to Wisconsin paper mills. So, depending on what type of mill it is, for instance, a tissue mill that makes napkins, toilet paper, paper towels, things of that nature, you truly couldn't be using something that you recycled in the past in a product that you're buying today.
What are you watching for, just in our last few moments, Jennifer, with future trends? We saw a low to a high when it came to these prices. What are you watching for now?
Sure. I mean, it's natural to expect that we'll see a slight decline. Again, over time, recycling markets are a wave, up and down over time. So I do expect prices to dip a little bit, but I also do not expect us to go down to the values that we saw a couple of years ago, where, certain commodities were not worth, much more than $0 a ton. So I think we can expect some positive markets going into 2022.
Jennifer, thanks again for joining us.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Jennifer Semrau is the DNR Waste Reduction and Diversion Coordinator. We talked to her about the low and then the high in values of recycled materials.